This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, thanks for being here this afternoon, covering a lot of different topics around the Umpqua Valley smack dab in the middle of summertime. We thought we'd give you an update on Douglas County Parks. Parks Director Mark Wall, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
So, how long have you been the Parks Director?
I've been in this position for almost 3 years now.
And what was your background before that?
Forester.
What was that?
Forester.
Really? So how did you jump from forestry to parks?
Opportunity came up and looked like a good fit, and here we are.
So what's your background? Where did you do forestry?
Right here in Douglas County. I used to work for Rosebrook Forest Products, and I've been working in the county for almost 30 years now.
So you've probably, before you had this job, you probably were in the county parks quite a bit.
Yes.
What do you like what is it about parks that just people really like?
I like to call ourselves the fun department. We're in the business of creating memories and fun times for people. And we have close to 70 parks, ranging from campgrounds to day use areas and boat ramps. And I feel like there's something for everyone out there when they're looking to go recreate on the weekends.
Now, 70, that is a lot of parks to keep track of.
Correct.
That's a big challenge. And you're dealing with the geographical boundaries of the county, which go an hour and a half away from Roseburg.
Correct. It's a long way from Galesville Reservoir to Umpqua Dunes, and that's the span that we cover.
And really doing that, driving that would just about be its own day by itself.
Correct.
Wow. Now, I imagine that for the parks over on the inland or in the coastal areas of Douglas County, probably staff over there that's based over there?
Correct. We have we're set up to have an inland operations staff and coastal operations staff just to get away from the commuting back and forth.
Because so much time would end up being eaten up when not getting anything done and just driving.
Correct.
So now you said that some parks pretty small, some pretty big. Any idea what the biggest one is?
Biggest park in terms of acreage would be the Kanite Park up out of Oakland. That's well over 1,000 acres.
Wow. And that's one that a lot of people probably don't get to either. You know, with all these parks, it seems like people tend to pick their favorite and they tend to go to a few parks. And there's a lot of other parks out there that while they've got, you know, a lot of people that go to them, not everybody, you know, you don't rotate around. You kind of find your favorite park and stick with it.
That's correct. If you like fishing, boating, and camping, you're going to stay up at Maiwalita Campground up on Galesville Reservoir. If you like riding quads and side-by-sides, you're going to go to the coast. If you like disc golf, we have a wonderful disc golf course out at Whistler. And so we have a lot of different recreational opportunities across the span of our park system.
So what goes into maintaining parks? I imagine that there's a lot of things the average person has never thought about.
That's correct. A lot of our parks are in remote areas. Therefore, they're not on, for example, they're not connected to a city sewer system. So we have septic tanks and we have wells and all sorts of infrastructure to provide that water and sanitation services to those parks. We take care of all of those. We clean the campsites. We take care of the landscaping. There's never a lack of things to do with a relatively small staff to manage it all.
And it's really seasonal. Probably your focus, much like people's yards, kind of varies by the time of the year.
That's correct. For example, right now with the extreme fire season we're in, with extreme fire danger we're in, we're not doing any mowing or any chainsaw work or any work that involves combustion engines.
So you said smaller staff. How many staff do you have in the Parks Department?
I have a total of 18, including myself.
That's a lot of people to cover all the ground that's in Douglas County. How do you make all that work?
We make it work. just scheduling and how we organize our work details. Employees come to work Monday morning and they've got a full plate of assignments to tackle that week.
So how's it, what's it been like for you to transition into this kind of job with a different background?
It's actually been an easy transition. There's a lot of commonalities in terms of managing land and landscapes. I deal with neighbors, I deal with property issues, leases, or a lot of things I used to deal with Roseburg. So it's made that a pretty seamless transition to just pick that up. And in addition to that, just managing people.
And what was the a part about it that made you jump two parks from forestry?
The opportunity and that was there, and the opportunity to pivot and do something completely different and get out of my comfort zone.
And so I'm sure there's been times when you've looked around and went, oh, why did I decide to do this? Or has it gone really well?
It's gone really well, as long as I'm having fun, and that's the key part of any job, is that you enjoy what you're doing.
You know, staff, you've got the staff, but you also, at some of the locations, at least maybe in the, and maybe some of this is seasonal, you utilize volunteer park or camp hosts at some locations, right?
Correct. We utilize camp host volunteers at most of our parks. These are generally retired people that are traveling around the country, and they look for a place to camp for a couple of months, and in return for providing them a free camp spot and a stipend, they help us manage the campgrounds, and we couldn't do it without the volunteers.
Now, do you have people that tend to do that keep returning every year?
We have a mix. We have some that have been doing this for multiple years for us, and we'll move them around from a park to park just to mix it up a little bit. And then we have a lot that just come in for 2 or 3 months and off they go. So we're constantly recruiting and churning camp hosts to meet our needs, because we kind of staff up in the summer. For example, Umpqua Dunes, we might get by with one camp host in the wintertime when we're slow, but this time of year we've got three of them. And so we're constantly recruiting and working with camp hosts.
And along with the different tasks that you have for them, you really also get the added benefit of kind of a layer of security by them being there 24/7.
Correct. They're the initial point of contact with customers when staff is not around. I mean, staff generally, we work 7 days a week. We stagger shifts, so we have weekend coverage. But it's the camp host that's there 24/7.
And they're also kind of the face of the camp. Do you do some training to make sure they sort of present themselves the right way?
Absolutely.
So what's involved there?
We train them on what their duties are. We have expectations as far as presentation. We have uniforms for them to wear, a vest to identify who they are. And we ask them to be professional with people. And when they get into disputes, we ask them to defer that to a county employee to handle that matter.
So it sounds like that part goes really well.
It does.
When you look at the parks and around the area, for this time of year, what kinds of things are workers doing? You said you're not mowing right now, but what are some of the other tasks that are going on?
So we've got a bathroom remodel out at Whistler Bend that staff's working on. This time of year, we can get to some of our boat ramps and remove sediment and logging woody debris that's accumulated. So we're taking care of that. There are parks that we still can mow. They have to be irrigated. So if you've ever been to River Forks Park, it's a huge park. By the time you get done mowing it, you go to back to the beginning and start all over again. Stanton is irrigated and gets mowed. So there's plenty for the staff to do.
All right, we're going to take a break, talk more in a moment on Inside Douglas County. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Tomorrow's Inside Douglas County program. Essentially, it's going to be kind of a preview of this year's Douglas County Fair, which is just over a week away. Sierra Keith from the fairground staff will be in studio to talk about all the things that are going on with this year's Douglas County Fair. starting 8 days from right now. Mark Wall, director of Douglas County Parks, in with us to talk about kind of all things parks and all the things that are involved. Now, one of the aspects about Douglas County Parks is you've got the staff of going back a number of years have really been working on a lot of improvements.
Yes, we have. And do you want to talk about them?
Sure.
Okay. So we've got a number of projects planned inland. We just recently completed what we call phase one at Whistler Bend. We put a pavilion in up near the upper campground and totally redid the lower day use area and did a lot of paving of gravel surfaces up there. That portion's complete. We have a phase two that's going to start there this fall. It's going to put a restroom and shelter in the middle of the disc golf course, and it's going to pave the upper campground, and hopefully we're going to add some more full hookup sites to that park. So we've got that going this fall. We have, starting this fall down at Stanton, we have two projects starting there. We're going to redo the day use area and the playground, and we're going to redo the entire upper campground. And then next fall, we will do a phase three at Stanton where we'll take care of the lower campground.
Wow. A lot goes into this. How do you get funding for these?
So the department does not receive any tax dollars or general fund dollars. We're self-funded, and we are very active in Oregon Park and Rec's department's grant program. And all of these projects we have underway are funded at roughly the 50% level with state grants.
Now, how long does it take to write one of those?
A land and water conservation grant is a lot more detailed, week to 2 weeks, and I can knock out a regular county opportunity grant or one of their other grants. Takes a solid week to put it together.
Maybe. Wow. And then you put it together, you send it off, and not every grant request, though, from OPRD gets approved.
That's correct. It's the competitive grants. You make your submission, and then you have to make a presentation to the committee, and then they announce their results. And we've been very successful the last couple of years in securing grants.
And that obviously makes a big difference because some of these things that have been going on are really high-ticket items, and even though the department is self-funded, you couldn't get nearly as much done if you were just pulling this out of county dollars.
That's 100% correct. What these state grants allow us to do is leverage the resources we do have and allow us to do some really good things for these parks, and I'm really excited to see these projects through, and I believe the citizens of the county are going to really appreciate what we've got in store for them.
Well, and you mentioned Stanton Park, because I know there's a lot of things there infrastructure-wise that have really aged for quite a few decades that are ready to be freshened up or redone.
Yeah, most of the infrastructure at Stanton is the original infrastructure. It was put in the 70s, early 80s, and it's certainly showing its age, and we recognize that, and the state recognized it with their support for the grant that we got.
Now, a lot has gone on as well to some of the park-related things over on the coast.
We completed Umpqua Dunes last year, phase two. This will be the second summer that's open. And we just got notice that we're going to be awarded a phase three grant. So we're hoping to finish Umpqua Dunes campground this fall.
Wow. So that is a lot to keep track of. All these different grant applications, is that fall on your shoulders, or is there somebody else on the staff that works on a lot of that?
No, I take care of all that.
Wow. Doing that and maintaining or managing all the employees, it sounds like you've got a pretty full plate.
Yep, just where I want to be.
And you like the challenge. What about, as you're going out around parks, you probably get ideas for sometimes small, sometimes big improvements.
Yes, and there's other grant programs. There's some things we just take care of internally. There's other grant programs, like with the Oregon State Marine Board. We're looking in the next year or two to replace the docks at Cooper Creek, for example, and then do some smaller improvements, like installing restrooms at some of our boat ramps where we currently don't have any.
So something like the Cooper Creek project could get pretty spendy, I imagine.
Yeah, I'm learning all about what docks cost. They're not cheap.
Well, and because, and I don't know, I'm certainly not an engineer, I wouldn't be here. But just in terms of what you've got to do to construct it properly when you're dealing with being in a body of water or next to a body of water, I mean, there's obviously a lot to consider there.
I'm learning all about the complexity of permits to work in water.
Yeah, and that adds a whole other wrinkle, I know, just in terms of how that is set up. And just the practicality of building things that are partially sitting in the water, for instance, is different than when they're not.
Correct.
Wow. So what are your... Now, you mentioned the Parks Department being funded. That was a new thing a few years ago, and I know kind of a big challenge for people. How do you feel like the Parks Department's doing financially?
We're in a very good position right now. We're operating in the black. You know, we did away with parking fees a few years ago, the commissioners did, and that was a reflection of the trajectory that the commissioners have set the park department on to be financially self-sufficient. And as soon as they felt like the department was self-sufficient, they dropped the parking fees. And we've continued on an upward trajectory in terms of being able to finance the department's needs and provide match funding for these grants that we're pursuing.
Which takes off the table the aspect of the federal funds that come to the county and all of that, because some of that comes with a lot of uncertainty. And it seemed like the commissioners were wanting to make sure that departments like this could function regardless of what they were dealing with in other areas.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm happy to report that that's, at least speaking for my department, that's the path we're on. And the commissioners have set us up for success.
So do you feel like you're kind of running your kind of the head of a department, but you're really the head of kind of a business?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Why do you think it's important to kind of function like a business and not just be expecting money?
It's just the way I operate. I come from a business background, and you know, my direction has been to, you know, run it like a business, and that's what we do, and the results are showing that we're successful that way.
As you look around at what's going on right now, what are some of your biggest challenges being the parks director?
Well, one of our biggest challenges right now is our crab dock in Winchester Bay, and we get a lot of questions about that, and we're currently working through a permit application with the Army Corps of Engineers, DEQ, and DSL, and you know, the public doesn't quite understand why we haven't got it fixed by now. But we've been working on this since February, and I'm just learning it's a very slow process, and you're dealing with agencies that work on their own timelines. And at this point, I can report that we hope to have the dock repaired sometime between November and January. We're hoping to work on it this summer, but the permitting agencies are not going to give us that authority, so we have to go fall back to the in-water work period for the Lower Umpqua, which is November 1 through January 31st.
And this tied back to some storm damage, right, or at least partially?
Correct. We had an entire tree wedge inside the pilings, and then with the tidal action, it knocked out a couple of pilings and rendered the dock unsafe. We had a structural engineer look at it. He determined it hazardous, and therefore we had to close it to the public till we could fix it.
Now, and is this a pretty big-sized dock?
The crab dock, it runs out probably 800 or 1,000 feet, 10 foot wide, and it's got a crabbing pier at the end of it, and it's very popular with the public, and we're disappointed it's not open for the summer, but at the end of the day, we have to keep people safe.
What's the best part of your job?
Best part of my job? Everything I got going on. Just, I really like the opportunity to move the department forward in terms of addressing some of this aging infrastructure, and you're going to see some tremendous changes in the next couple of years in addition to what people are already seeing.
All right, Mark Wall, Director of Douglas County Parks, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.